all things. The word to bear means to, literal means to cover, with reference to a roof that provides good cover and does not leak. So the roof that provides good cover and does not leak will be able to keep water out. It has the idea to protect or to keep by covering. It has also the idea to cover with silence, to keep secret, to hide, to conceal. It hides and excuses the errors and faults of others. It's translated to endure, to forbear, to put up with. In the context of the redeemed man's disposition, charity is the grace that enables one to endure, to forbear, to suffer. It is a humbling disposition. It bears the pressure of life, the pressures of life, and it does not crumble after it. In other words, we may many times not have the right of way or to have our rights met. This is also the element of patience that endures suffering, the suffering that it has to bear in life's pathway. Charity beareth all things. How can it be possible? It seems impossible, an impossible feat. But here our Lord tells us it is not impossible. It is the Spirit-filled Christian testimony of one who is constantly abounding in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. A consistency to that ability to forbear is the sense of that phrase. How is it possible? How is it possible? How to forbear? How to forgive? How to excuse the errors and the faults of others? You remember in Pilgrim's Progress, Christian arrived at a fireplace in the house where he saw a man pouring water constantly on the fire, but the fire does not extinguish. He was in a fireplace, he saw the fire raging, and then he saw someone pouring water onto the water, and yet the fire doesn't extinguish. Why? What was the reason? Well, he was brought to the back of the fireplace into another room, and there he saw a man pouring oil to keep the flickering fire aflame. The interpreter explained to Christian that the man pouring oil is Jesus Christ. He is the one that pours the oil of grace to keep the heart of faith aflame always, even though Satan, the man in front of the fireplace, keep pouring water. Jesus is at the back of the fireplace. He's apparently not visible to us in our affliction, but he is there sustaining us by his grace. Charity beareth all things. It's especially true in the life of the family, isn't it? Between husband and wife, between parents and children, amongst members of the family. The Christian life is a supernatural life that transcends the carnality of this sinful life. It enables the Christian to bear with ingratitude, hardships, and reproaches. How difficult it is to bear with ungratefulness, ingratitude, to bear with hardships, to bear with reproaches. The Apostle Paul, Peter, who encouraged the scattered Jews in all the lands as a result of persecution, that they may be courageous, that they may endure. He wrote to them, he says, "For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffer wrongfully, beareth all things." Suffer wrongfully. Not supposed to suffer, but you are suffering. And you feel the weight of it. So Peter says, "For what glory is it if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye should take it patiently? But if ye, when you do well and suffer for it, take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile, any deceit, any dishonesty found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not." He threatened not. In other words, there's no retaliation. "But committed himself to him that judges righteously." How does charity beareth all things? Well, it's a spiritual fruit that God brings to our lives because we know him. And when we know him more and more, when we understand what he had done for us, so Peter wrote, "Who bare our sins in his body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls." The power of Christian love has to be cultivated. God's love, it doesn't just come like that. It has to be cultivated. And here you see the Lord showing us the character of it, that charity beareth all things. That we think that we would buckle. We cannot handle already. And yet, by the grace of God, he grants us the strength to victoriously subsist under that pressure. What a blessing it is, the people of God, to take courage to persevere in bearing forth the fruit of righteousness in our lives to the glory of God, who calls us and also enables us. The power of Christian love has to be cultivated. But we need to know its character. What does it look like? And here is given to us how it should be. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. Biblical love is not distrustful, but is fully trusting. Such a love is not skeptical, but doubtful. Not doubtful and suspicious, but gives the other person the benefit of the doubt. Charity assumes the best motive and therefore gives the unbridled trust. We cannot read motives and do not profess we can. Therefore, charity assumes the other we come in contact with have good intentions. You may ask, isn't this very gullible? It is not, but it is an approach that builds trust. The flip side of this Christian grace would be to be scornful and cynical. It builds distrust and suspicion. When Job lost his wealth and his children and his health and his servants, even the favor of his wife, he had to contend with his three friends who assumed the worst in the assessment of his character. Job must have sinned against God, they concluded. That is why he's in this pitiful state. So they chided him and admonished him and tormented him with their unending barrage of accusations that spans 28 of the 42 chapters of the book. So that was the first book we read. in our Bible reading. The earliest book, the book of Job, wow, tough. That's human life. 28 chapters of the 42 chapters he had to endure. Well, we say that charity beareth all things, isn't it? How the Lord enabled him, despite discouragement, disappointment, and distress, when he had to defend his integrity, those miserable comforters, those vain words that caused Job much grief and tears. And yet, the Lord was with him. He didn't crumble in those 27 chapters, altogether 9 discourses, 9 conversations. Wow, each time attacked, attacked, attacked. How tough it is. Interrogated each time, and he had to hold his ground. He had to stand his position in meekness. Whether between husband and wife, parents and children, employers and employee, teacher and student, friend with friend, trust begets trust. How often relationships are marred when we begin to become suspicious and recall old scores and begin nitpicking. Relationships are ruined as a result. In Christian communities, such charity needs abound to witness to the saving grace of Christ in our hearts. It removes the friction that can retard the work of committees with a gospel mandate when this biblical grace is exercised. Charity believeth all things. All things means all things. It is an all-encompassing trust that helps us to weather the vicissitudes of life. What if that trust is broken? The privilege of trust abused and taken advantage. Where we have failed the Lord, may the Lord help us to repent and cultivate this grace. Job had to first forgive his 3 friends in his heart, although they tormented him, before God would restore him. You remember in chapter 42, he had to pray for his friends before the Lord restored him, double of all that he had lost, but he had to pray for them. And what does it mean to pray for them? Well, he had to forgive them in the first place. That was tough, isn't it? Well, the Lord worked in his heart, and out of all that he had learned, well, he learned to bear all things. So 27 chapters or 42 chapters, you can say his life is bearing all things, right? Everything that you can think of, that you can throw to a person under the sun, or throw him under the car, well, that's Job and his life. But he survived. He was not crushed. The Lord was with him because he trusted the Lord. When the pressure was great, his faith likewise was great. God gave him faith. Deep water faith. Thick. Able to withstand the pressure. Where does it come from? Well, it comes from the believer taking time to know God and to take time to immerse themselves in the Word of God. So that's the only formula that we have. That we will take time to read the Word of God above everything else. Take time to meditate and think on the Word of God. Will we do that this new week with renewed strength, with renewed vigor that He gives us, so that we would have renewed strength, renewed patience, renewed grace to bear under, to bear and to go forth to be Christ witnesses. The work is not yet done. In fact, the work is yet undone. And He has summoned us to the work. Therefore, let us give it our best. Just one life the Lord gives to us. And what is lost, what is gone, is gone. But what is before us is what God has given us. So let us use it for His glory. May the Lord bless the new week, your good week, our good week, that it may be a better week for His glory. So let us pray. Father, we thank Thee for Thy grace in sustaining Thy people. Strengthen us. We are weak. We need Thee. May Thy Spirit come and fill us, and may Thy Word instruct us, and grant us Thy grace to follow Thee, to cleave to Thee. Strengthen Thy people, that we may cleave to Thee and not cleave to the nations of this world. Strengthen us. This I pray with thanksgiving, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.